This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Medicine is sometimes a money-losing proposition. Hospitals are under all kinds of financial pressures, none of them more so than hospitals in low-income or rural parts of the country. So what are they supposed to do at a time when their business model, it is fair to say, is being changed quite a bit? Well, how about this? If they really need to cut costs and save money, they might try giving their services away. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Adam Ragusa explains.
32-year-old Layman Green is a caretaker for the developmentally disabled in Macon, Georgia. He's a cheerful guy, but he's got a cyst behind his ear.
It's been kind of giving me problems for the past few years.
How big is it?
It gets to about the size of a lemon when it gets infected.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Most people would get something like that cut off pronto, but Green doesn't have insurance.
I actually am looking into the Obamacare now.
Though, because he lives in Georgia, where the governor has declined to expand Medicaid, there's a good chance Green makes too much money to qualify for Medicaid and not enough to get subsidized private insurance.
I'm going to give you some medicine to make you a bit more comfortable, okay?
Okay. And yet, here's Green in an operating room, drifting off into a chemically induced sleep.
Okay.
While the doctors cut that cyst away with an electronic knife. Green is one of the first people to come through Macon's new volunteer surgery clinic. It's called the SPIN program, Surgery for People in Need. The docs work on Sundays for free, while the facilities and diagnostics are donated by the Medical Center of Central Georgia. Roz McMillan is one of the hospital's vice presidents.
This is a way that we can support this program with patients that we would likely see anyway. That would be in our system because they have a need that hasn't been taken care of.
In other words, Layman Green's lemon-sized cyst was probably going to land him in the emergency room eventually. Since he's uninsured, the hospital would have ended up eating much of that cost. Cutting the thing off before it gets that bad is a much simpler procedure.
So by them just going ahead and donating it off the top, they are saving themselves thousands of dollars in the long run.
Laura Ebert runs a program called Surgery on Sunday in Lexington, Kentucky that started in 2005. This new free surgery program in Macon is a copy of Ebert's, literally.
We have something that, you know, we can provide on disk or zip drive that shows all the paperwork, you know, how to apply for tax-exempt status, how to apply for the federal malpractice program.
Using that template, free surgery clinics have also sprung up in Omaha and Dallas. Ebert predicts that list is going to grow as hospitals realize it's in their economic interest to help out. Low-income people in many states are getting insurance through an expanded Medicaid, but their deductible for an elective surgery could be as high as $10,000.
Hernias and gallbladders and things that we do on a regular basis are considered elective surgery, not life-threatening, so therefore they'll have to pay their deductible.
That means people are likely to put off their surgery. The problem gets worse, they end up in the ER, Medicaid reimbursements are low, so again, the hospital gets stuck eating some cost. As long as you got a doctor willing to donate her time, it might be cheaper to take out that gallbladder for free. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Adam Ragusa for Marketplace.